Lord and Redeemer. I surrender my heart. You've set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete. As I worship at your feet, you are holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Jesus is here, covenant Lord and Redeemer. I serve. Set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete. As I worship at your feet, you are holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Lord and Redeemer, I surrender my heart. You've sent me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete. As I worship at your feet, I worship at your feet. You are holy, holy, holy is the Lord, is the Lord. You are holy, holy, holy is the Lord.
Welcome to this Gospel Miracle Hour again. We are so pleased you've joined us. God loves you and he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. God is not angry with you. He loves you and he wants to be with you. And we see this in, I'd like to open in prayer first, that Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant, Lord, that with all boldness or great boldness you may stretch forth your hand to heal, and that you perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. And in these first two scriptures we see the love and mercy that our heavenly Father demonstrates towards us, towards you. Isaiah 42, 7 and 8. You will open the eyes of the blind and release those who sit in prison, darkness and despair. I am the Lord, that is my name. Mark 5:19, Jesus says to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. Again we see the mercy of our God, where he promises to open the eyes of the blind, both our natural eyes and our spiritual eyes, to release and to set free any who sit in spiritual darkness and despair, a feeling of hopelessness. In Mark 5:19, Jesus had just healed a man who was insane. who had been demon-possessed, and he was released from Satan's hold. He was to go and tell his friends what great things the Lord had done for him and how Jesus Christ had had compassion on him and healed him. And the message, I would like to become a Christian, but I cannot forgive my enemies. Oh, I have good news for you. Through God's help, you can do what you cannot do otherwise. Matthew 19:26. With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. God is saying to try by yourself, this is impossible. But with God all things are possible. With the Lord's strength, it is possible. You can receive God's power. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is to make all grace or power abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency or more than enough in all things, have an abundance. Abundance means plenty for every good work. The Bible is saying, but I am with you. That is all you need. My power shows up best in weak people. You can be a living demonstration of God's power instead of showing off your own power. With Christ's power, you can be an overcomer. Tell God, I'm willing to be made willing. Matthew 6:14-15, Jesus said, for if you can forgive men when you sin against you, who sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men or women their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive your sins. With Christ's strength, you can forgive anybody when they sin against you. God, your heavenly Father, will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive someone their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive you your sins. It is a known fact that when we hold on for unforgiveness or bitterness and anger, our body produces a toxin or a poison that weakens our immune system, our healing system that is, and then our body cannot heal itself. Many sicknesses are a direct result of unforgiveness. For our health's sake, we must forgive. Jesus said, we must forgive. We must live in peace. Matthew 5:7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Happy are the kind and merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Jesus said, when you did it to these my brothers, you were doing it to me. And Luke 6 says, for if you give, you will get. Your gift will return to you in full and overflowing measure, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more. And running over, whatever measure you use to give, large or small, will be used to measure what is given back to you. What you sow, Jesus said, you will most certainly reap. When you forgive, you will be forgiven. When you are merciful, you shall be shown mercy. When you did it to these, to my brothers, Jesus said, you will be doing it to me. When the Lord asks us to do something, it is always for our good. Amen. It is always for our good. Good. Why? Because he loves you and he cares for you. And I'd like to give a testimony, a personal testimony of a girl, an 8-year-old girl, whose father left her and her mother and 3 younger brothers about 14 years previous. Later she heard her father was living in a big city hundreds of kilometres away. And she got a job in this big city. And on her days off from her work, she tried to find her father, whom she had not seen for about 14 years. After many months, she finally found her father, but to her great sadness, he had another woman and another family. She was heartbroken. She would not forgive her father, and she got sick, and with that, she lost her job because she couldn't work. She went back to her mother, who was hundreds of kilometres away. The sickness got so bad that she could hardly walk. She couldn't even go to church. She was only about 24 years old at the time, and because of the unforgiveness, she ended up like this. I was visiting this town where she lived, and I led her through a prayer, and that she asked the Lord to forgive her of a hatred or bitterness towards her father. The following day, she was walking again, and she was in church the following night. It just goes to show the power of forgiveness. We must forgive. And I'll never let an opportunity go without giving you the chance to get your life right with God. The Bible says your cry came to me in an acceptable time when salvation is being offered. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, friends, for the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. But to all who receive Jesus Christ, he gave the right to become children of God. All you need to do is to trust Christ to save you. Friends, this is the best news mankind ever heard. And your response, receive Christ by personal prayer. It says in Romans 10 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And what to pray? You just follow me in this prayer. Follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed this prayer, the Bible says, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You have been saved through faith in Jesus Christ, through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. And my advice is read your Bible daily if possible and get along to a good Bible-based church and demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. And give God first place in your life, and he will take you places you have only ever dreamed of. And we'll be starting to pray for the sick shortly. And Isaiah 42:6-8 says, you shall also be a light to guide the nations unto me. You will open the eyes of the blind and release those who sit in prison, darkness and despair. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to anyone else. See, Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, was looking ahead through the corridor of time, something like 700 years before Christ and Messiah, the Son of God, would come. And we read about it in Jesus in John 9:33. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man, Jesus Christ, were not from God, he could do nothing. When the Bible says in both Isaiah and John, it means Jesus opened both eyes and ears, both physically and spiritually. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opening the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man, Jesus Christ, were not from God, he could do nothing. Mark 7:32-34, and they were bringing a deaf and speech impaired man to him to lay his hand on him. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and commanded, open. Instantly the man could hear perfectly and speak plainly. For the crowds were overcome with utter amazement. Again and again they said, everything he does is wonderful. He even corrects or even heals deafness and stammering. Stammering means not being able to speak properly. Just as Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, spoke before that about the Messiah, he would heal the deaf and the speech impaired. After Jesus Christ laid hands on him and commanded open, the deaf spirit was cast out, and instantly the man could hear perfectly and speak plainly. Again and again, the crowds said, "Everything Jesus does is wonderful. He even heals deafness and stammering. If this man, Jesus Christ, were not from God, he could do nothing." Since the world began, it has been unheard of anyone opening the ears of a deaf person. We see in John 4:46, once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he turned the water into wine. There was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. "Unless you people see miracles, signs, and wonders," Jesus told him, "you will never believe." The royal official said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus replied, "You may go. Your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, "The fever left him exactly yesterday at the seventh hour." Then the father realized that this was the exact time in which Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and his household believed. See, every miracle that ever took place in the ministry of Jesus took place because of the anointing. The anointing is the power of the Holy Spirit. It was present. It was a display of God's power against the impossibilities in the lives of men and women. This royal official begged Jesus to come and heal his son, who was close to death. Again, we see the nature of Jesus, a merciful, compassionate Savior. Since the world began, there has not been one who could heal the sick. As he said, "You may go, your son lives." This sick boy was many kilometers away when Jesus spoke, "Your son lives." It says in Psalm 107:20, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." Psalm 30 verse 2, "O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you have healed me." See, friends, we see from the Bible that Jesus spoke, he sent his word and healed them. To those who cried out, Jesus, he healed them. All through the Bible, the deaf heard, the dumb spoke, the blind saw, the cripples leapt for joy. The lepers received cleansing and were made whole. The demon-possessed were set totally free. Jesus told his disciples to do the same. We see this in Matthew 10. He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. He says, "And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand," or has arrived. "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." See, friends, I am telling you, the kingdom of heaven has arrived. My message and my preaching are not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Holy Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom or man's wisdom, but on God's power. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, confirm your word with signs following. I will start to pray for the sick and hurting. Lay your hand on that part of your body that needs a touch from the Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you hear my prayer, that everything that's not of you, Lord, the brokenhearted, the lame, blind, maimed, the deaf and mute and the crippled, those with psychological diseases and sicknesses, I bind and break your power and I command you, loose God's people and set them free. Be healed and made whole. And to cancers and growths, I curse you at the roots, command you to shrivel and die. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. Be healed and made whole with soundness, perfect soundness. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for that reconstructive, recreative miracle that's taking place in your people right now. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Jesus. You are the great healer. It's only you, Lord. It's only your name that can be healed. It's your mercy and it's your compassion. I bless and praise your holy name. By many people are being healed and touched right now, and you feel the power of God on you. You feel the heat upon you right now. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Amen and amen. And Lord, to keep your healing, you must forgive as God has forgiven you. Jesus said, you must live in peace with each other. Holding on to anger and unforgiveness only hurts you. Many sicknesses are a result of unforgiveness. The Bible says a merry heart does good like medicine. No superstition or going to witch doctors. This is a sin in the sight of God. Know that God wants to heal you. We would love to hear from you. If you've received Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you've received your miracle healing, we'd love to hear from you. So my prayer for you is, may the Lord bless and protect you. May the Lord's face shine with joy because of you. May he be gracious to you, show you favor, and give you his peace. Amen.
Cares and burdens on. was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted.